Welcome to the Anabu AI blog. In audio, today we're covering an article called The Future of Sales Teams, How AI Bots and Human Reps Work Together, written by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And it's one of those topics where I think a lot of business owners are stuck at one extreme. Either they've tried full automation and it felt cold, or they're still doing everything manually and wondering why it doesn't scale.
That's exactly the tension Brett addresses. The argument is that purely human outreach and purely automated funnels are both giving way to something more effective, hybrid teams where bots and skilled people share the work.
Right, and the key word is share. It's not replacing your reps, it's augmenting what they do, giving them a very different job description.
Exactly. The division of labour Brett maps out is practical. Bots handle the high-volume, lower-complexity work. Initial outreach, qualifying leads, booking appointments, answering routine questions. Human reps step in for demos, negotiation, and growing existing accounts.
Which makes sense. A good sales rep shouldn't be spending half their day chasing cold leads who may never buy. That's where you start losing people.
And the bots described go well beyond what most people picture. There are AI voice bots that place and receive calls, leave personalised voicemails, and automatically update contact records. Conversation bots handle SMS, web chat, and Messenger, qualifying leads and routing them into the right funnel.
There are also what Brett calls database reactivation bots. So if you've got a pile of stale leads sitting in a spreadsheet doing nothing, a bot can segment those contacts and run re-engagement campaigns to recover value from them.
That's one I'd imagine a lot of SME owners haven't considered. You've already paid to acquire those leads. Database reactivation is about going back and getting return on that investment.
So what holds all of this together? Because my instinct says this breaks down the moment you have five different tools that don't talk to each other.
Brett's answer is a single source of truth. The whole system depends on bots and humans reading from and writing to the same CRM. Every call log, chat transcript, lead score, and campaign result lands in one place. That's what stops messaging going out of sync during handoffs.
And handoffs are where these systems usually fall apart. A customer who has spoken to a bot twice then has to repeat everything to a rep who knows nothing about them.
The article addresses that directly. When a bot escalates to a human, the handoff includes the full interaction history. The rep isn't starting from scratch. And the triggers for escalation are configurable. A high lead score, a sentiment flag, or the customer simply asking for a live person.
Which brings up governance. Who owns the bot scripts? Who reviews them? How often do they get updated? A bot saying something wrong to a customer is a real problem.
Brett recommends testing scripts in a staging environment before they go live. And he's specific about the early period. Monitor closely in the first 60 to 90 days. Look at response times, handoff rates, and customer satisfaction scores. Then refine.
That's a reasonable timeline. And he says most teams can deploy core workflows in weeks, not months, using pre-built templates for funnels, bot scripts, and automations.
Critically, non-technical staff can update those scripts. You don't need developers on call to change what the bot says when it contacts a new lead. That keeps costs down and keeps control in-house.
What about outcomes? That's where I'd want to see actual evidence before committing to any of this.
The article is specific. Response times drop because bots qualify and answer around the clock. Conversion rates rise because human attention concentrates on leads most likely to close. Revenue per rep goes up because routine tasks are handled elsewhere. And reputation bots collect reviews consistently, which builds trust and drives discovery.
So the pitch is, reach more people, close more of the right ones, and do it without hiring proportionally more staff.
That's the core of it. For franchises and multi-location businesses, there's an added layer. Each location gets its own local automation, but all the performance data centralizes. You can see how each site is tracking without chasing individual managers for reports.
All right. If someone's listening and thinking, where do I even start? What's the one practical move this week?
Map your sales process. Write down which tasks your reps repeat every single week. Qualification calls, follow-up messages, booking reminders, and separate those from the conversations that genuinely need a human. That list tells you exactly where to start.
Once you've got that map, you can see what's worth automating first, and you go in with a clear picture rather than guessing.
The full article is at anabu.ai. It's worth reading for the specifics on each bot type and how the governance model works in practice. And if you want this running in your own business, there's a free AI audit available through the site.
Go read it. The approach is practical and the thinking is solid.